Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. We begin at the wide line, the first wide line. So we're back to that Braisa which we discussed yesterday, that gave us historical rundown of the events during the Bayis Sheni. Particularly, we're going to focus on the Malchus Yavan. So they established themselves at year 380 prior to Churban Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Okay, and as we're going to learn later on Daf Yud Bezrus Hashem, the Goyla outside of Eretz Yisrael, there was a special practice that was instituted by the Chachamim, that the dating on a shtar, right, the Zman, recorded on a document, on a formal document, was in reference to when Yavan established themselves as a ruling a kingdom, as a world, a power. And that again was 380 years before the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So that's going to be the reference point for a cipher who issues these documents. So whatever number he cites in his document, it's year, such and such, it's based on that number, the starting point being 380 before the Churban. However, in terms of dating other events, when a person lived, when a person passed away, or other types of events, the Braisa told us yesterday that after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, we typically reference back to the Churban as our point of reference. It's such and such years since Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, etc., etc. So as the Gemara, Amar Papa, let's say there's some confusion. You can't recall exactly what year this is since the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Now, just for example, let's say it's really year 250 since the Churban. So you recall roughly, in general terms, it's somewhere between 200 and 300 years. But the exact number, the exact year, specific number, you can't recall. What do you do now? Amar Papa, Itoyi Haitana. So this Tana, the Braisa, the Tana, let's say, is confused in terms of V'lo yada prati kamahava. He's not sure exactly which year it is. So he knows it's 2-something since the Churban, but exactly, he doesn't recall. What's a good way to recall? Lishayla the Safra. Let him go pay the scribe a visit, the fellow who writes the documents, and ask him, Kamaksiv, what number do you use when you record your documents? Now, let's just recall that the cipher is based on a totally different system. He's based on the establishment of Malchus Yavan. His starting point, his point zero, is 380 prior to Churban. But still, there's an easy way to derive. By knowing his number, you can deduce your number, which is based on the Churban. Lishayle lesafro kamaksif. So you confront the cipher. What number do you write in your shtar? So again, let's say in our example, it's really 250 since the Churban. The cipher, who goes back 380 prior to Churban, so it would be 380 plus 250. So the number that he records is really 530 since the establishment of Malchus Yavan. So now if you take 530, right, and again, it's 2-something since the Churban, but exactly, you don't know if it's 240, 250, 230, you can't remember. So take the number 530 of the cipher and just add 20. So 530 turns into 5550, so it's year 50. So now it's 250. You knew it was 2-something, you just weren't sure exactly which one. So now it's 250 by adding 20 to his total. V'nitfi alayu esrin, add 20 to his number. Esrin shnin, 20 years. Mashkech le'chumra, and you get to your total. V'simonech, to recall this formula, just recall the pasuk, which has the number 20. Zeli esrin shana b'veisecha. This was Yaakov to Lavan. I spent 20 years in your house. So 20 years b'beisecha with respect to the binyan habayis. Just add 20 to the sefer's number, and you will arrive at the total, the proper number which relates to the Beis Hamikdash. The same thing in the reverse. The sefer is unsure, so he approaches the chacham, who uses the churban Beis Hamikdash as his starting point, and he deducts 20 and he gets to his required number. Itay Safra, the sefer is not sure. He knows it's 5 something since Malchus Yavin established. He doesn't know if it's 520, 550, he's not sure on the specifics. Nishaylu Litana, he goes to the Tana, who counts from the churban. Kama Chashev, okay, what number are you holding at? So he says, well, it's 250. Okay. V'niftzer minayu esrin. So his 250 is really mine 530. Right? Because it's 380 plus 250. So when I hear him say 250, I just apply this formula. I deduct 20. V'niftzer minayu esrin shnin. I deduct 20. So it goes from 50 to 30. And then I know it's 530. V'mashkech le'lechamre. And he discovers his total of simanech. In order to be mindful of this formula, Safar Batsira, the Sefer deducts. He's precise and very specific in the way he writes his words. For instance, in the Tanakh, you can't add the letters, the Vavs and the Yuds, it has to be exactly the way it is. So he tends to be more restrictive in his writing. Tano Teisva, as opposed to a Tano, who teaches us added halachis, expounds, Teisefta, Mishnayas. So the Tana is meant to add, to get to his magic number, and the sefer will deduct. Tanad ver Elio. We learned from Elio Anavi, Sheshes alafim shana havi oilam. The entire world, Oilam Hazeh, the way we know it, stretches for 6,000 years, after which there will be 1,000 of just dormancy, of rest, like Shabbos, where the world will be in an inactive state in preparation for that transition to the ultimately spiritual existence of Olam Haba. So this 6,000 is divided into 3. First 2,000 was just empty, devoid of much spirituality. There was no Torah. The second 2,000 is comprised of Torah, followed by 2,000 which are considered Yom HaMashiach, which can potentially herald the arrival of Mashiach. Because of our abundant sins, we were not zoich, we did not merit, as of yet, to experience his arrival. Yotzu, mehen Mashiach Yotzu, look what happened to those years. Mashiach Yotzu mehen. Asks the Gemara, how do you arrive at this neat division? Shnei alafim Torah me'emas. When do we start the 2,000 which are Torah? We'll assume from Matan Torah, but actually Matan Torah was 448 into the second 2000. It occurred at 2448, not at the 2000 marker. Inem Matan Torah, are you counting from Matan Torah? Ad hashto lekekuli hai. Well, from Matan Torah until today, there's less than 2000. Meaning, from then until the end of the 4000 mark, it's much less than 2000 because because if you further analyze the numbers, and Rashi goes through all the doiros in great detail, if you have some time, Rashi goes through everything in minute detail. Matan Torah took place at 2448. So that's already encroaching in a significant form into the second 2000. Terei Alfi, Uprati Dayalfu. It's 2000 plus many more out of the second 2000. It's 2448. Ella, rather, we start the 2000 of Torah, not from Matan Torah, but when Avraham Avinu started disseminating and teaching Torah, when they were makarev people to Torah, and that occurred at exactly the 2000 mark. Well, Gemara, we have this tradition that Avraham Bayishata, how old was Avraham Avinu at that time? Exactly 52 years old, which corresponds to the 2000 year mark since Briyas Ha'olam, Barcham Shen Retarti Hava. So that works perfect because Kama Batram with the Tani Tana. How much are you missing? How many years are you missing? Based on the Tana's calculation. Arba Mev Abar Metam Nishnin. Matan Torah was 448 into the second 2000. Havyan. Well, Kima Einis Bey. If you calculate how many years passed from Mevah Nefesh, Ashu Asa Bukharan, from the when the Kirov project started, Ad Matan Torah until Matan Torah, it's exactly 448, bullseye. Ad Matan Torah is Arbaim, Arbaim Meya, V'Arbaim V'Tamno Shnin Havyin. So if you begin at that early point, it works perfectly. 2000 until Avraham Avinu turned 52, and he started teaching Torah. 2000 from there until the next section of Yemei Samashiach. Omar Papa. Okay, let's go back to situations of confusion with respect to numbers and how to set it straight. Omar Papa. Itoi Tana Veloyoda Prote Kamahavi. So let's say the Tana, who just presented this equation, he's looking to clarify, figure out what year are we holding. What year is it now within the 4,000 section? How much into Yemei HaMashiach are we? Now, before we could proceed, we have to know Rashi presents this in a very clear equation. It was 172 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's when the 4,000 year mark begins. Okay? So 172 post-destruction. Okay, now let's say, going along with the number cited earlier, it's really year 250 since that point. Okay, year 250 since the beginning of the 4,000 year marker. Okay, so let's say we're not sure. We can't recall exactly where we're holding. He knows that it's 2-something. Is it 248, 262? He's not sure. How do you verify? Go to the cipher. Go visit your local cipher once again. He surely has the number straight, but you have to remember the cipher is working with a different system. He's dating his documents. The Zman on his shtar is based on the establishment of Malchus Yavan. Way back. 380 before the Churban. Then plus 172 to get you to the 4,000 mark, and then plus 250, the years which have passed since the 4,000 mark began. So if you add 380, 172, and 250, it's 802. But in terms of the years that have passed since the beginning of the 4,000 segment, it's only 250. The Tana doesn't know. Is it 250, is it 240, 280? So he goes and he checks out the date of the cipher. So again, the Tana, who's looking to verify how many years have passed since we entered the Yemei HaMashiach, how many years into the 4,000 section, he's not sure. It's really 250 between me and you, but he's not sure. Is it 280, 240? The Shaila Lesafer, go visit the Sofer and ask him, Kamaksiv, what are you up to these days? He's going to tell him, well, it's 802, right? 380 for Yavan, so 172 since the Churban, and 250 from Yemei HaMashiach. So it's 802. And the number that we're looking for is really 250. So he knows it's 2 something, but he's not sure if it's 50, 48, 47. So he's trying to figure out the specific number within that century. The Sefer will respond, oh, it's 802. So the Tana adds 48 to that, which gets him to an even number. Instead of 802, it's 850. So he knows we're at the year 50. He knew it was 2-something. Now he knows it's 250. And he discovers his total, his correct number. So you have to recall this formula. We have the Pasuk. Right, the 48 cities given to the Levim. So we know the number to be added is 48. Same exact in the reverse. If the Sefer is unsure, so he goes to the Chacham, well, where are we holding in terms of the 4,000 years? How many years into Yemei HaMashiach? He'll tell him, well, it's 250. Okay, so he deducts 48, so he knows he's at 02. He knew that it was 8-something, just wasn't sure, 803, 807. So when he hears 250, he says, okay, let's deduct 48, so I know I'm at 02, and 802 is the magic number to write in the Shtar. We tell you Safra, the Safra is not shown, he goes to the Tana, Kamak Tani, what are you holding? We have to Minai Bar Meshmoina. And deduct 48, Mashkel Chumrei, and he gets to his desired total, v'samarach, to recall exactly what he's meant to do, we apply the aforementioned formula, safra batzira, tana teisva, the safra deducts, and the tana adds. Continues the Gemara. Now we move on to a different calculation. Shemitah. What year in the Shemitah cycle is it? Is it 2 years into the Shemitah cycle? Is it Shemitah today? How do we figure this out? There's a very simple formula. Amar Puno, Breda Rishu, Haiman de lo yoda kama shnei, b'shavu oimid. Fellow is not sure. Which year of the Shavu of the Shemitah cycle is it today? So this is what you do. Rashi explains the Beis HaMikdash, the second one was destroyed, Moitzoi Shviz, which means the year following Shemitah. However, since it happened at the end of the year, so to speak, it was Tisha B'Av, most of the year had already passed, so today when we refer back to the year of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, as discussed earlier, right, in terms of events, and we typically begin our count from the year following the actual year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we begin from second year of Shemitah cycle. But in reality, we should really add another year. We should begin from the previous year in terms of determining the first year of the Shemitah cycle, because technically that's when it was destroyed. And the Churban took place on the first year of Shemitah cycle. Okay? So, if you don't want to start from year one of Shemitah cycle, you have to go back a year. Start from the year when the Mikdash was actually destroyed, which was on year one of the cycle. Okay? This is what you do. Nitvichat Shat. Whatever number you have today, in terms of years that have passed since destruction. Right? So let's say in the previous example, we had year 250. So let's say today is 250 since Churban. But as we said, it only began, the count only began on year 2 of the Shemitah cycle, the year following the Churban. So to make it, you know, clear and neat, just add another year. So you're backtracking to the actual first year of the Shemitah cycle. So 250 is really 251 since the first year of Shemitah cycle. Nitvichat Shat, add another one to the total. And take that 250 and break it down. The 251 and break it down. V'nichshav kloli b'yoyvli, v'prati b'shavuyi. Take the kloli, Rashi says kloli means the centuries, so 250 has two centuries within it. The number 100, and split that into two yoyvels. Yoyvel is a set of seven Shemitah cycles. So each one is 49 years. So every 100 contains two yoyvels. Get that out of the way. So 251, so the first 100 contains two yoyvels, the second 100 contains two yoyvels, uprati b'shavui, and the leftover years, we'll divide them into shavui, into weeks, so to speak, into sevens, and that will get you to your total. But before you do that, there's one more point. V'nishkal mimei atrei. Although we said 100 years contains two yoyvels, but really it's a bit more than two yoyvels, because a yoyvel is merely 49 years. Times 2 is only 98. So you have two extra years. So count for that as well. Siphon that off, the 100, and add that to your smaller numbers. Vinishti aprati, add that to your smaller numbers. Vinachshavinu leprati b'shavui. And they take all the smaller numbers and divide them into sevens. So again, in our example, we had 250, which was really 251, if you want to go back the extra year and count from year one of the Shemitah cycle. 251 contains four yoyvels. Get them out of the way. How many leftover do we have? Well, each 100 gives us an extra two. So you have two, you have four, then you have 51. So 51 plus 2 and 2 is 55. Okay? So take 55. V'nachshavinu leprate b'shavui. Take the 55 and split into 7s. So that's seven Shemitah cycles. That's out of the way. And we're left with 6 years. So we know that currently it is the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle. Very simple. V'yoda kamashnei b'shavua. Now he knows exactly how many years have passed within this Shemitah cycle. He's holding at year six. And next year, Shemitah. It's enough to remember this. You apply the pasuk, kizesh nosayim harab b'kava aretz. Rashi explains, this teaches us that the deduction of sign 2 years of every 100, because we're going like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that a Yevil is comprised of only 49 years, leaving us 2 extra years within every 100 years to add to our smaller numbers, as we explained before. Okay, next calculation. Amar b'chanina, achar arba meyos l'chur ben abayis. We discussed earlier that, the last segment is called Yemais HaMashiach. Says Rabbi Chanina, you should know, if it's 400 years after the Churban HaBayis, don't go into a real estate deal, because very soon you're going to be in Yerushalayim, you're going to lose out on your investment. In Yom Melecha Adam, if a person offers you a steal of the deal, a deal of a century, Kach, Sad Shava, Elav Dinar, here, buy a field worth $1,000 dinar, $1 million property, but Dinar Echad for $1, Lo Yitzikach, don't waste your money. Rashi says, 7 lines from the bottom, Sheiketa Gula, because at this point, 400 years since the Churban, Rabbi Chanina determined as being Ketagula, it's a time which is slated for redemption. The Dekabetz Lahara Kodesh, soon you're going to be up in Yerushalayim, L'nachta V'sechot, to your parents' inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. Why waste your money out in China? V'lo matavsa d'adina. So Rabbi Chanina said it at year 400 since the Churban. That's a time that's Mesugal for the Gula. B'mas Nisatan in the Braisa, a little bit of a different version was given. Very close, it's 3 years apart. Achar arbas alofim umasayim ushloishim achas shana. So if you're holding at 4,231 years lebiyas oilum since creation, which is very close to Rabbi Chanina, as we're going to see in a minute, it's only 3 years apart. At that point, don't waste your money investing in real estate outside of Yisrael. A person offers you $1 million property for one penny, al tikach, don't waste your money. Might be now. What's the difference between this number and the previous number? So, Rabbi Chanina cited 400 years after Churban. Now, as discussed earlier, the Yemais HaMashiach mark, which begins at year 4000, since Briyas HaOlam, falls out at year 172 since Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, when the Braisa tells you that the Kates is slated for 4,231 since Briyas HaOlam, how many years is that post-destruction of Beis HaMikdash? It's really only 403. Because 4,231 since Briyas HaOlam, well, if you take how many years between Churban HaBayis and year 4000? It's 172. And now it's 4,231. So it's 172 since the Churban plus 231. So it's a total of 403 since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So maybe now, how many years apart are these numbers? Rabbi Chanina, who said it's 400 since the Churban, and the Braisa, which said it's 4,231 since Briyas HaOlam, which is really 403 since the Churban, because year 4,000 is 172 since the Churban, plus 231. So it's just 403. You can be now, Tlas Shnin is just 3 years apart. Masnisa, Tafyat, Tlas Shnin, the Braisa adds another 3 years. And the Kates of Mesa Mashiach begins then. Says the Mar Ushtar, there was a document that was meant to be dated based on the establishment of the Malchus Yavon, which is 380 before Churban HaBayis. But interestingly, it said it had a different number, which was reflective. It indicated that the point of reference was 6 years before that. It was 6 years above the required, the expected number. So let's say in our earlier example, it was 250 years since the Churban. So the guy writing the Shtar had number 530 as the Zman, because 380 years before the Churban, that's when Yavin established itself, plus 250 since the Churban, total of 530. But instead of writing 530, on the Shtar, it said 536. Savra von Kamedra, the Rav Ram Nachman, the Maimer, so the Chacham sitting in front of Ram Nachman, figured it's a mistake, it's post-dated. Ha'ishtar me'uchar, it's a me'uchar. Rashi explains, what does this mean? That the lender made some sort of agreement. He forgave the borrower the shibud for the next 6 years. So basically, if the borrower would sell one of his properties within the next 6 years, because today is really 530, it says 536, it only kicks in. His lien only kicks in 6 years. Whatever he sells from now till then is not subject to this lien. Ne'akvi adamatya zimnei. Later, he has to hold on to it, wait until 536 comes around, and he can't repossess properties from before that. Rav Nachman, no, says Rav Nachman, actually it's an accurate, precisely written shtar. Because if you recall, yesterday we pointed out, Rashi explained this, that the Greeks formally established their malchus only at that point, but 6 years prior, they were already, making their efforts, and they were slowly creeping up and establishing themselves until they became this world, this dominating power only at year 380. But it already begun, the process had already begun 6 years earlier. And this Sefer was, our Sefer here was a history enthusiast, and that's why his point of reference was based on when the Greeks began their efforts. That's why he added the extra 6 years, but he's referring to today, which according to our count is really 530. He wrote 536, but it really means today. So it kicks in today. Rav Nachman, Ha'istafa Daf Kana Kasvei. He wrote it precisely and accurately. V'anach Sheshnin, the extra 6 years, reflected in his number, is really the Mocha Be'elam. When the Greeks only ruled in the town of Elam, so it was a local governance. Da'anan L'chashvin, we don't reckon it. V'hu K'chashiv L'yani, added it, he considered it as part of the Malchus Yavon. V'zmane Kasvei. He wrote it properly in its right time and its right date, and it gets activated. It's applied today. The Sani, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi told us in a Braisa, that in fact there were another 6 years. Shei Shanim, Mocha Be'elam, the Greeks ruled in Elam for 6 years, and then their influence spread and they dominated the entire world. V'achakach, at year 80, before Churban Beis Hamikdash, then ultimately their Malchus spread Pashta Malchuson throughout the world, B'chalaylam Kulay. So it's legally binding. The Shtar is legally binding from today. Okay, lots of calculations and numbers. So we basically have five different equations that we dealt with today. The Sefer, as we explained, refers back to Malchus Yavan, whereas ordinary people refer to events in terms of Churban Habayis. If you know more or less where you're holding, but not exactly sure about the specific year, so we have ways of reckoning based on how the Sefer dates his documents, and he can figure himself out based on the way we date our events. We discussed Shtei Alofim Tayu, Shtei Alofim Teira, Shtei Alofim Moisa Mashiach, and how to figure it out. And the chiddush was that Shnei Alofim Teira began way before Matan Teira. It began when Avraham Avinu started being Maivritz Teira. We discussed how to figure out which year in the Shemitah cycle it is, when Shemitah is going to be coming. We discussed being careful in terms of investments during Yom Yisrael Mashiach. And this chiddush that sometimes you can have an extra 6 years, which accounts for the incomplete Malchus Yavan. All the best to you and Hatzlacha.